the last bell is rung, it occurred to me this morning that it ties in with what I want to talk about. And that is that, at least for me, there's a beauty in that, in the tone and in the sound. And it's kind of like there's a bit of a sadness that this time has come to, that this time has come to an end. And there's also a relief that this time has come to an end. And it kind of goes back to what I was talking about last week about this polarity between good and bad, beauty and violence. And like the bell, in some ways, all we can do is just let it be. You know, and we can hear the bell, we can hear the sound, and we can know that there's a part of us that is relieved and another part of us that is sad or kind of grateful, maybe. So in some ways, I'm thinking, as I'm doing these talks, I don't have the answers at all. I have questions about how can we hold both of these in our world, because they are both in our world. And, you know, whether it's with family situations or political situations or wars or, weather, that it just is. And somehow I think I have to learn how to know that both are there and not get stuck in denying or not wanting the negative, and at the same time not holding on and clinging to the, what I'm going to call the beauty and the loveliness of our world and of our people. What I'm aware of for me is that I immediately go to some sort of a judgment, that is good or bad. And usually the judgment is either for what I want or against what I don't want. So if I don't want something, it's usually, whatever the situation is bad, negative. Whereas if it's something that's that I want, then it's like good. And I think somehow we have to be able to be beyond that. And what does that mean? Because it's amorphous. It isn't going someplace in particular. It isn't being someplace or not being someplace. If we move into those realms, we've again kind of gone back to the polarity, the good and the bad, the right or the wrong, the up or the down, that sort of thing. So, the whole thing, really just brings up questions. And there's a number of kind of fairly recent terms that I've heard. One was, and I think I've talked about it before, the Shikata Ganai, which is a Japanese, which is, it's the way it is. It just is. And kind of a more current one, and I hear my kids say this a lot, it is what it is. It is what it is. And there's another phrase called let it be. Just let it be. Whatever the it is, just let it be, whether it's our feelings or our sensations or our dreams or our resentments, just let it be and not get stuck in rationalizing it and trying to make it permanent. So the question comes up, how do we learn to sit with that polarity, with that two-sidedness, which is in some ways two-sidedness, but in other ways it's the full picture. It is, we can't take a picture of our world and say, okay, well, this part over here is bad and this part, California, is good, and You know, North Dakota is in stress right now because of the pipeline, and you know, we can't separate it like that. We are all whole, and we do impact each other. So I'm gonna play a song. It's one by the Beatles, it's Paul McCartney, and it's called Let It Be. The story that I heard, and first of all, I think I'll read it, and then I'll tell the story that I heard about it, and then we'll play the song as an ending. So it's, when I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And when the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine on until tomorrow, let it be. I wake to the sound of music, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. There will be an answer, let it be. So the story that I heard, that Paul McCartney was, three of the Beatles were married and in relationships living outside of London, and he was living in London, single, and really doing the nightclubbing act and the drugs and all the things that young people tend to do sometimes, or sometimes do. And at the same time, he realized that he was really unhappy, that he wasn't satisfied with the way his life was going. Now, as background, apparently his mother, whose name was Mary, died when he was 14. And that made a big impact on him and his life. But in the song, well, no, I'll go on with this. She apparently was a very hard worker. She worked two jobs, and she came home and fixed the meals, and the father was in the picture, and he was working too, but they just didn't have much money, and they were just kind of scraping by. But the memories that he had of her were of fixing dinner and bringing the family around, as well as doing this work to keep the family together. So supposedly he had a dream when he was in the kind of midst of it, all this angst of how do I want to do my life? He had a dream in which his mother, Mary, came to him. And he, before this time, had kind of lost sight of her face. He couldn't remember what she really looked like. And in the dream, it was a very clear image of his mother. And she was saying, just let it be. Let it be. Don't struggle. Don't, just let it be. And there will be an answer. And so he really took some comfort in that. And then apparently not long after that, he met his first wife, Linda. And that was kind of the culmination for him, and things coming together in a more positive path. So that's the story. But, you know, it says, you know, if things, even though things are parted, you know, a right or a wrong, a black or a white, still a chance that they will see and that there will be an answer. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play this song, and then we will stop quietly, and that'll be it for the day. So I hope.